This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Yes, I have Mr. Jan van Hendrik from Northwood University. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm fine, thank you. As the director of your institution, what can you say about SAAIR?
So I think it is an excellent platform for like-minded practitioners to come together and share experiences and knowledge, so to take the universities of the country forward.
Okay. So what do you think how do you think SAA addresses challenges related to data quality and institutional reporting in Southern African institutions?
I think the big thing that SAA does is it gives the people an opportunity to see what other institutions are doing in regards to quality.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, it allows me to talk to people at MUT and discuss what tools are they using,
okay,
what practices do they have in place, and I can go and implement that at home.
Okay, so how does SAA incorporate technological advancements like your data analytics, your AI, and dashboards, so forth, in its work?
So I think if you look at SAA as the organization as a whole, it has very a few links. Some of them are in analytics.
Okay.
There's the Yemis one where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
There's the quality forum,
yes,
the conference. There are many different links where they give these opportunities to people to talk about these topics.
Mm-hmm. So how do you think new or smaller institutions can get involved with or benefit from the SAA resources?
I think the big thing for smaller institutions is, first of all, get the people at the conferences,
okay,
to collaborate.
Yes.
And then even go beyond just the conferences. So make a contact at a conference, but then get in touch, ask questions, even get WhatsApp numbers and start,
yes,
WhatsApping. So as when I started as a student still,
yes,
at SAA, so I was part of at that stage email chain that became a WhatsApp group,
okay,
and that's our support group now.
Yes. Okay. So how do you think SAA contributes to improving data-driven decision-making in higher education institutions?
So I think the biggest benefit that SAA gives us all is that you get a sector-wide view,
mm,
of what's going on.
Okay.
So if a colleague hears a rumor that's happening at NSFAS, you also hear that,
yes,
rumor, and that guides decision-making, informed decision-making at the universities.
Mm.
And that gives context around the data that we work with,
okay,
for better decisions.
So for people that would like to be a part of SAA, right, what are the key benefits do you think are there for being a member of the SAA?
I think the key, the most important one for me at least, is the fact that I can collaborate with other like-minded,
okay,
individuals.
And
what I've learned over the years, these people work with data, they work with,
okay,
reports, but their primary concern is the students.
Okay.
What do we do to improve student success? And
yes,
what do we do to take our universities forward? And I think that's the biggest benefit, meeting like-minded people.
Oh, okay. There you have it, Mvelo. Thank you, Mr. Hendrik.
Yeah.
Can you please pronounce this?
No, thank you for your time.
There you have it, Mvelo. Over to you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.